last week's cash-fed cattle prices were mostly sharply higher. Although beef cow herd expansion appears to be slowing, economist Josh Maples sees little incentive for cyclical liquidation at this point. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 3rd of January. Overall, recently higher cash fed cattle prices and firmness in wholesale beef values continue to support cattle futures. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended up sharply higher in late trade last week, $4 higher at $123 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains in Nebraska, $1 to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $119 to $121. Dress sales were $5 higher in Nebraska at $195 and steady to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $190 to $195. Cattle futures were pressured on Wednesday, though, by factors that likely included profit-taking and added pressure early on for feeder cattle from stronger grain prices. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 29 cents lower to an average of 22 cents higher. There was also a sharp increase in open interest on the day. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents lower through the front four contracts, but well off the session lows. They were 7 cents lower to 2 cents higher across the back half of the board. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 12 cents higher through September of 19, and then mostly 6 to 9 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and steady on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.29 higher Wednesday afternoon at $216.64 a hundredweight. Select was 25 cents higher at $210.91. Calves and feeder cattle appeared to start the year plumb mixed based on the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Keep in mind, given the holidays, these trends are relative to 2 weeks ago. Prices were mixed at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, where 2,854 head were on offer. Steers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $3 lower, but $6 higher at 600 to 650 pounds, and then $5 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, and $3 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $7 lower, but $2 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. Steers weighing less than 6.5 sold unevenly steady to $5 higher at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center in Missouri. Heifers weighing 400 to 550 traded $4 to $8 higher, steady at other weights. There are 2,770 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold unevenly steady at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 2,244 head. There are instances of $3 to $5 higher for top quality, long-weaned, longer strains. Finally, feeder steers weighing 800 to 850 sold $5 to $10 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 1,246 head. Feeder heifers weighing 6 to 650 sold $3 to $4 lower. Steer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $5 higher, and heifer calves weighing 5 to 550 sold $2 higher. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher after early pressure on Wednesday. Support included higher crude oil prices, stronger tech stocks, and bank shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 18 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 3 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 30 points. With national beef cow herd growth slowing, traditional cattle cycle suggests liquidation is the next step. But Josh Maples, Extension Livestock Economist at Mississippi State University, says there is currently little incentive for liquidation. Prices have mostly remained at or above profitable levels for cow-calf producers, says Maples in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. He expects to see slight herd growth for last year and static numbers this year. In the meantime, Maples explains, the past few years have been a demand-driven environment where stronger-than-expected beef demand led to stronger-than-expected calf and yearling prices. He notes that beef production this year is expected to be about 2% more than last year. If so, production would be about 15% more than it was in 2015. That would be the fastest four-year growth since 1973 to 1977, Maple says. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 3rd of January. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.